Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to our home. And for obvious reasons, I'm not out in the bush, so we're inside again. And let me just mention that Mac and Charlie are in the room with us, so they may be joining us. You might enjoy their visit on the occasion. Well, anyway, last week I mentioned that I wanted to look for a place that people could run to or go to when they're being attacked on every side. Well, I know physically we're probably not attacked, well, not in this country, but we are in other parts. Our minds, our spirits, our imaginations are under constant threat. You see, our imaginations are shaken, our confidence is challenged, and even our long-held beliefs are being questioned and many times ridiculed on every side. And the truth is, you'd have to agree, the attack is real. Well, who's causing all the problem? Well, the truth is, people are doing that. There's a motivating force behind them. You see, in our world today, not a lot of people believe in the reality of Satan. And there's even a lot of Christians who do not believe that Satan is real. But if we believe the Bible, and we do believe the Bible, then we know that Satan is a real and present force. And if you look around, he's on the offensive. Remember, Peter said that he is like a roaring lion, roaming about, seeking and trying to find whomever he can devour. So it's a real thing that's going on. So where do we go when these attacks get a little bit overwhelming? Where can we run for rest? Well, I believe we can find that place, and we can find it in Psalms chapter 91. Now, a lot of people look at this Psalms 91 as a messianic chapter. And there's some places in it that mention specifically about Jesus. But I personally believe there's a lot of places in this psalm that we can latch hold on to and we can take for ourselves. A lot of people have done that. And I think it might be a good thing for us to reach out and grab these promises for ourselves. Well, let's go there. Well, first, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the fact that there is a place that we can go where we can just get close to you and we can rest. Thank you for that. Now help us to better grasp that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's get into our text. Go with me to Psalms 91, verses 1 and 2. And just a point of note, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation of the Bible today. Let's read. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Already we have a magnificent promise that points us in the direction to where we can run when the attacks get heavy. Verse number 2, this I declare about the Lord, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Do you hear the emphatic statements there? He is my God, I will trust in him. These are some of the most comforting words found throughout the Bible. You see, I believe if we will just throw ourselves into the hands of God, into his protection, and place ourselves in his care, we can find rest and deliverance. It doesn't matter who's coming after you, or it doesn't matter what's happening. Nothing or no one will be able to take us out of the hand of our Almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, tradition says that Moses wrote this psalm And we know that Moses was a man that believed God and he trusted God in everything. So let's go back and look at those two verses one more time. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I will trust him. Now, in these two short verses, the writer uses four different names for God that gives us a vivid and bright picture of this God that he's writing about. Let's look at those. First, Most High, and that emphasizes God's majesty. The word Almighty means Shaddai, or mighty and powerful, and together they speak of God in the mountain of his majesty, where there is a place for us to run and rest. You see the beauty of that? Then he uses the name Lord, and Lord is the very personal name Yahweh. And the Jews were even afraid to say or write that word because of the incredible connection that it makes to God. This word describes a very personable, and relatable Lord who knows everything about us, yet he still cares. And the last word is God. This is Elohim. And we find that in Genesis 1:1, where God created everything, spoke everything into existence. So it means our creator God and sustainer of all things. So this God that we can run to in majesty, he is mighty in majesty. He is powerful. He is personal. And he is the creator of all things. Now let me ask you a question. Is there anything that you and I can go through that God won't be able to handle? I don't think so. This is why Moses could write that God alone was his refuge and strength. He says, he is my God and I will trust him. How about you? Just think about it. How about you? Are you wrapped up in God? Are you so connected to God that you can and will trust him for absolutely everything in your life forever? Now the writer of the psalm gets very specific. Look at verse number 3. For he will rescue from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. Our God, if we're trusting him, will rescue us. That's why Isaiah could write in Isaiah 54, verse number 17, no weapons formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Do you hear that confidence in those Old Testament prophets? They knew how to trust God in everything, including with their lives. And that comes through in what they write. So now, do you realize just how powerful this God is? And do you realize the heritage that God has given those who follow closely to Jesus? Now look at verse number 4. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. We've all seen the protective power of a mother bird. I once saw a video where there was a kookaburra trying to steal a very small baby duckling. And Mama Duck almost drowned the poor old kookaburra. He survived, but I think he would think a second thought before he tried that again. Listen, if we rest in the shadow of our Almighty God, then he will fight for us. because we are His responsibility. So don't mess with one of God's children who's trusting completely in Him. Verse number 5 and 6. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. You see, we who have chosen to reside in the care of our God do not have to fear anything. We don't even have to fight, because He will fight for us. That's an incredible truth. Now go with me to verses 7 and 8. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. Listen, if we are trusting in God, He will jealously guard our lives. And if we'll open our eyes and look around, we'll see how those that are involved in sin are being destroyed. But not so of those who draw close to God and they avoid the sin. They're protected. And now the writer ends with a promise from the hand of God Himself. Verses 9 through 16. If, you know the importance of the word if. Let's continue. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Verse 14, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. We could stop right there, say amen, and be satisfied. So as we look over that, it's easy to see a picture of Jesus emerging, because God really did look after Him. Though He went through a very, very difficult time, He raised Him from the dead. God did look after Him. But I also believe that some of these magnificent promises also belong to those who will rest in the shadow of the Almighty God. Now, as we close today, let me do that by repeating the last few verses that we read, beginning with verse number 14. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Do you love Him? Do you trust in His name? Do you? When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Folks, let's summarize. If you are in the hands of Almighty God, you are in a very special place of safety and protection. But if you're not, listen closely, if for whatever reason you're not in the center of His hands, well, just remember Jesus said that all who comes to the Father must come through Him. And the entrance into the presence and protection of God is available to everyone who will make Jesus Christ Savior and Lord. Have you done that? Have you done that? It could be the most important decision you've ever made. So make it for Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've given. I thank you for this magnificent psalm. Thank you that we can look and we can see things that are just so important for us, particularly in the day in which we live. Father, in you is victory. In you is protection and safety. Lord, we know you will fight for those who trust you. Lord, we'll trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.